name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fifth week or the fifth Sunday of the Lent. And as we know that during the Lent period, the church is occupied with our repentance. And that's why, for that reason, we have the Gospels, which are symbolic for our repentance. We have the last week we had the supposedly the week for the Samaritan. We have the gospel of the Sunday of the prodigal son. Today we have the paralytic, and next week we have the born blind. So as if the church is telling us that unless we have repentance, unless we live the life of repentance, we cannot enter Jerusalem, the holy city, and to witness and to be with our Lord in his crucifixion and to be raised with him on the day of Easter. So the church teaches us to be occupied during the Lent with our repentance, and this is for all of us, that during the period of Lent while we're fasting, the first priority in our daily life is that I should be living a life of repentance. That I should be daily reviewing myself, what have I been doing wrong? And if there's something that I've done wrong, I need to correct it on a daily basis. And fasting is not just by food alone. You know, food is the last thing. But it's by our deeds, by our actions, by our words, by our things that we do. This is how we fast. This is the true fasting. And this is the best way to fast. Fasting by food assists us to have the proper spiritual fasting, and it's a period of holiness, a period of focusing on the Lord, focusing on our salvation, and focusing on entering into heaven, and also so that we can enjoy the Passion Week and feel day by day how the Lord suffered for our salvation. And so the church today gives us the story, or the miracle of the healing of the paralytic. And we see in this paralytic story that this man was paralyzed for 38 years. And the symbolism of this paralytic is this person symbolizes the person who is in sin. So a person who is sin, he is paralyzed. The person who lives a life of sin is like this paralytic. The paralytic today wanted somebody to help him because he couldn't move. He wanted somebody to put him in the pool, but because he couldn't move. So the paralyzed today, the paralyzed man symbolizes every one of us in one way or another. We have a sense of paralysis. When we sin, we are paralyzed, and especially if the sin becomes a habit and it becomes something that we cannot stop. So anything that we cannot stop, that we are continuously falling in and getting up and falling in continuously into it, this is a form of paralysis. It's a spiritual paralysis. So when you find it difficult to pick up your agbeya, or find it difficult to pick up your Bible, it is a paralysis. I can't pick it up. I'm paralyzed. If I find myself very difficult to get out of bed to come to church, or to come early to church, it is a form of paralysis. I'm paralyzed. I can't get to church. If I find myself difficult to stop lying, or stop swearing, it is again a form of paralysis. If I find myself, you know, not able to stop social networking or things on the internet that are not right, if you cannot stop it, it's a form of spiritual paralysis. So whatever you cannot stop, it is a form of paralysis. Whatever sin you cannot stop is a form of paralysis. To the paralytic, he could not go into the pool. He had no man to put him in there. He couldn't because he was paralyzed. He has been paralyzed for a long time. And that's the same with us. We sometimes have sin or habits for a long time, and they are continuous for many years. So today we are trying to overcome our sins, but how do we do that? How do we do that? Today we saw the Lord give this man a message. The Lord gave him one thing before the message. He gave him forgiveness. He gave him healing. If rest assured that when the Lord gave this man healing, he gave him, yes, a physical healing, but he also gave him a spiritual healing. And this is what the Lord does to us. The Lord does to us, he gives us spiritual healing. He gives us spiritual healing easily more than physical healing. Physical healing is too easy for the Lord, but spiritual healing is a difficult thing for us. The Lord today said to this paralyzed man, he said to him, sin no more or a worse thing will come upon you. Sin no more or a worse thing will come upon you. I started to think about this verse and I thought, what is worse? What's a worse thing that will come upon me? And I think this is very scary when we think about the worst thing that will come upon you. If you sin no more, but the worst thing will come upon you. What could that be? What could be the worst thing that will come upon you if you sin? And we came to the conclusion that it is the sin that somebody falls in and he dies in it. So if somebody continues to fall into sin and he doesn't repent, well then there'll be a worse thing that will come upon him. What is that worse thing? Is that they will have eternal Hades, eternal condemnation, eternal hell, eternal suffering in the next life. So the question is, what if you were to die doing a sin? It'll be the worst thing, and that'll be the worst thing, a worst thing will come upon you. And many people can die doing sin. Many people have heart attacks. Many people go to wrong places and they die. Whether there's a fire or there's a shooting or there's something that's not right. Many people do the wrong things and they die. So what if you are in the middle of a sin and you fall and die? What if you're on a computer and watching something that's not right and you fall and die? How will we meet the Lord? How will we meet Christ? And this is why he says to us, a worse thing will come upon you. The worst thing will come upon you if you fall into sin and you die without repentance. So it is important for us to understand the graveness of sin or living the life of sin without repentance. But one thing that the Lord gives us today is hope. He gives us hope in forgiveness. No matter how much sin you've done in your life, and no matter what kind of sin it is, the Lord gave forgiveness. And this is the most precious thing that the Lord wants to give us, is forgiveness. The Lord went to the Samaritan woman. He walked 100 kilometers so that he can give her forgiveness and that she can be restored. He gave forgiveness to the prodigal son regardless to his sins that he did. He gave forgiveness to many people, even the thief on the right hand side. He gave him forgiveness on the cross. The Lord even forgave the Jews who persecuted him. He gave forgiveness to them. So the Lord, in his character, and one of the greatest character of his is that he is a forgiver. He is unlike humans. Humans don't forgive easily, but he forgives. Humans find it difficult to forgive. It takes a long time for a human to forgive. If you said sorry to somebody, still, even if you say, okay, I'm over this, still deep down you are less forgiving. But with the Lord, He gives us forgiveness without question. And the Lord said to us, He said, for the righteous man who falls seven times, the Lord will lift him up and He will forgive him and He'll restore him. So the Lord, even though we may sin daily, we may sin on a regular basis, the Lord is willing to forgive us. And this is very dear. The dearest gift that our Lord can give us is forgiveness. He gave forgiveness to many people. Forgiveness is much dearer and harder than to take up your bed and walk. The Lord said to the paralytic today, take up your bed and walk. That's easy. You know, you can just take up your bed and walk. But forgiveness today proves to us the divinity of Christ. As humans, we are more concerned about the physical wellness. We are physically wanting to be physically right. We want to lose weight. We want to put on muscles for the boys. And the ladies want to have a good shape. We all want to have healthy eating. The doctors tell us you have to have healthy eating. You have to lose weight. You have to watch out for junk food, which is good. We have to do that. But how often do we think about our spiritual well-beings, our spiritual diseases? How often do we focus on them? But we spend a lot of our time is involved in the physical realm. We spend most of our time concerned about enjoying life, about reducing stress, about making our life easier, about making money and making healthy bodies, big bank accounts and great memories of wonderful things in life. But how often do we think about how we're going to spend eternity? How are we going to spend eternity? What will be our destiny in eternity? What will it be like in heaven? Millions of Christians are going to die and leaving everything behind. And that's the reality. The reality is that we are going to die and we're going to leave all of our things behind and we are not going to take anything with us. So the message that we hear today is the Lord is willing to give forgiveness. The Lord is eager to give us forgiveness. The Lord is eager to give us this happiness of forgiveness of sin. And how often when we do come to confess our sins and we repent, how often it is joyful and we feel this burden has been taken off us. We feel a relief. We feel that the Lord is back with us again. And this is the wonderful feeling to have the Lord and to be abiding in us. So during the Lent, we must always strive during the Lent to live a life of repentance. And let's forget the past. Let's forget this, start a new page with the Lord. And let us reap the benefit and the blessing of these coming days. The Lord said today to this man, arise, take up your bed and walk. To arise is similar to the resurrection. You are rising from sin. You are rising from sin and you're taking up your bed and walk. That means giving you blessing, giving you life again, giving you joy, giving you happiness. May the Lord give us the strength to live a life of repentance and that we not be paralyzed by sin. We not be paralyzed by the habits of sin, but to know that the Lord is forgiving. And that the Lord is kind and the Lord is blessing. And the Lord died for us as a sign of His forgiveness for us. And this is dear, very, very dear. The blood and body of our Lord Jesus Christ is very, very dear. And today we are taking the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, which is very dear. And I ask that every one of us here, that if there is something that has stopped us from being close to God, well, in your heart, let it be a repentant day today so that you can have the Holy Communion, this precious blood and this precious body worthily, and that you may reap the blessing and reap salvation and reap forgiveness. Glory be to God forever. Amen.